morning, David.
Hey, Kimmy, how are you?
Great, thanks, mate. Thanks for your time today about the Bega Show tomorrow and Sunday. So how is it different this year, David?
Oh, well, look, it's a lot different. We've gone for a very scaled-down version given COVID concerns, but look, we've got more horse entries than we've ever had.
How wonderful is that?
It is fantastic. Look, there's a desire to get out and about, and I know people from the community have been looking for something, but we couldn't take the risk, but we've got there's horse events galore, there's poultry events, and we've also got some dairy judging all breeds. So it's the first time we've just done an all breed. So Today's quite a full program. Like the jumping will be from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night. Free entry because that's what we've got on. We do have food and drink there. There'll be a wonderful coffee van there, but certainly scaled down. But lots to come and, you know, sit down and relax, find out about some chooks. They'll be about from 10 till 4. And the dairy will run till about lunchtime. So if you're there from about 9 o'clock in the morning till about lunchtime, so you'll be able to get a good idea of what's happening with the dairy.
Yeah, and show jumping is always spectacular to watch, isn't it? You know, regardless.
And look, there's four new light towers. You would not believe how good that is, the lights there. So
I can imagine.
If you're doing nothing else tomorrow night, come and sit down under the lights in the grandstand. Free entry, of course, we'd appreciate a gold coin donation as you come in, but Basically just kick back and relax, catch up with a few people from around the area. That's what the show's best for, and that's why we thought we've got to do something.
Yeah.
Look, it'd be lovely. And then Sunday it'd be just horse events all day.
Yeah. And I guess COVID-ly, you've got to sign in, you've got to sort of check in with your code and everything.
We've got to register at the gate, so please have your camera and your app ready, or if not, we're taking names and details as per requirements. We're meeting all the COVID requirements with our food as well, of course, and we're encouraging the safe distancing, etc. But there's plenty of room, and there's still lots to see, and a chance to sit back, kick back, relax, have a bite or a cuppa with neighbours and friends.
Yeah.
And just imagine how good next year's going to be.
I was going to say, you guys in the Show Society must be so looking forward to next show, because hopefully COVID won't be such a pain.
No, that's right. Well, you know, it'll be with us for a while, but we reckon we'll be on top of it. And it's a very special year next year, so it's going to be bigger than Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
We'll all have plenty of energy, and I know everyone from the region will too. So.
But in the meantime, enjoy the show tomorrow and Sunday at the Bega Showgrounds for the Bega Show. David, thanks so much for your time, mate. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kimmy. We'll hope to see you there too, eh?